Good morning, Booniverse people. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of May, 2013. And those who listened to the Boo earlier on in the week will know that I inadvertently, when acting on the advice of other fellow Booers to use a fork when stirring coffee in a cafetiere, managed to break my cafetiere. A chunk of glass came out the side of it and flooded the side with coffee. And in fact, there are still coffee grains, despite the fact that I have washed down the side. There's still coffee grains on the side. Right, anyway, Fee has very kindly lent me a large metal cafetiere, and we shall see if we can make coffee with this without breaking it. Now, granted, if I manage to break a metal cafetiere, I'm probably going to be doing quite well. But, out, that'd be my finger that I'm trying to shut in the kettle. Oh, Gordon Bennett, right, okay. Fee thought that I would probably mess this up anyway, so it was worth me recording it. So, in the nicest possible way. Right, here we go, so this comes out of here. So I've taken the lid out. I'll put that on the side. It's quite solid metal. Oh, and now it's rolling off the side. I really don't want it to roll off the side, please. Right. Now we need to put coffee in here. Fee tells me that I need to just have a good covering on the bottom. So I shall do just that. I shall follow this to the letter. So it's not to damage anything. There we go. Spoonful of coffee. I'm going to need quite a lot. Another spoonful, probably. Okay, I think we're good with that. Sounds like a sort of American level crossing, doesn't it? Right, okay. Right, that's right there. Next thing is we pour in the hot water. Filament to do it. Maybe a little more. Let's go with that, shall we? A little bit more. Dangling my finger in to see. Oh, jeepers. Okay. It's a bit warm, as you'd expect hot water to be. Okay, now I find a fork because I'm not put off by this fork disaster. I am going to still use a fork. Okay. Fee tells me we don't need to whisk it, but I think in order to make sure that the grains of coffee have the best chance of coming into contact with water, that agitating them is probably a reasonable idea, so I'm going to continue unperturbed in this way. Well mixed. Sounds good. And now I shall put the lid back on. Just check if it has to go around a particular way. I don't think so on this one. Okay, so we just gradually put that into there. There we go. Spring has caught. And we can leave that to brew for a little bit. I might even steal a little bit of the coffee. Right, I shall pause that and be back when I've given it 5 minutes or so to brew. Right, as you can tell, time has moved on. A woman's hour is now on the radio. And I think I shall attempt to pour the coffee without depositing it over the kitchen side. I need to find a cup first, though. Maybe this one. Let's dry it out. Apologies if I'm a bit quiet this morning. I've got a little bit of a headache after, I think, the wine that Fee and I shared last night. I shall survive. I'm just pushing down the plunger. Good. Okay, and now we pour it. There we go. Get a bit more in there actually. There we go. I'm going to deliver this to Fee. Good morning again, Fee. I'm booing, by the way, so don't say anything
incriminating.
Yep.
Good morning.
Get the idea. My dog might be in my way. Where have you gone, dog? Oh, there you are. Vance, that's a really clever place to climb when I'm holding hot coffee, isn't it? You pain.
Broken anything yet?
No. All survived so far, touch wood.
Well, as the bloke said to me when I got to the right bus stop, well done.
Well done indeed. Okay, it's sitting on the corner.
Thank you.
Let me, give me a shout when you want any more.
Okay.
I think that's probably about half the pot in the cup.
Have you tasted some?
No, not yet. I might try a little bit.
I think you should brew that.
Okay, I will continue and brew it and then upload it and then you can listen to the brew to find out.
Find out what you thought.
Yeah. Mm. I think my expectation is that that at the moment I quite like these espressos because they're fairly small and punchy. That whether I get on with a whole cup, I think I don't know. So, well, I won't have a whole cup. I'll just have a titchy bit. But, anyway, I'll leave you to it. Give me a shout if you need anything. Okay, here we go then. Shall find a cup for me. A little flood in the kitchen. It's not very good, is it? You know where that's come from? Alright. Okay, so we shall try a bit of this coffee myself. Just a titchy bit, I think. Little cup. It smells quite strong. Let's try and give you a better description. I haven't been very good at doing coffee descriptions. It's a sort of warm, malty sort of smell. Slightly sweet. Not quite chocolatey, I'd say, but somewhere between a sort of chocolate and a malt. I'm going to let that cool a little bit because that still feels quite hot. So I'll come back when I taste it. Right, well, woman's hour's now moved on to a story about headhunting, which sounds rather violent. I'm going to try this coffee. So here we go. That's not bad, actually. A slight bitterness in it, but actually it's not much. The temperature was fine, actually. And that was only 5 minutes leaving it. I have to say, I still don't find it as satisfying as a cup of tea. But as something maybe to try and wake me up a bit. I can appreciate it. I wonder whether in time my taste buds will evolve to enjoy the sort of bitterness of it a little bit more. But it's quite pleasant. I shall pause and upload this, and then Fee can find out what I thought of the coffee. Of marks out of 10, I'll probably give it 7, I think. That's on a completely arbitrary scale. But 7 for being pleasant, being fairly enjoyable, but not quite being my preferred drink, I think.